This is episode 2114 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you back. Here you are, getting ready to give yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. And it really is all about slowing down, because even in these days of pandemic, when you may feel as though you'd like to have a little bit more access to do the things you want to do, still your emotions may be running high, and that can take a toll. In fact, this week's series is all about helping you release those negative emotions that are like a thief stealing away some of the best moments of your life. In this week's series, we've been exploring the ancient wisdom of one of the most famous Indian sages, Patanjali, who wrote the classic Yoga Sutras. Yoga means union or unity, and the Yoga Sutras are representative of living a life with a higher state of consciousness, feeling unified or connected. And in today's episode, you're going to discover a meditation technique to help you feel not only united or connected within yourself, but also with others, with the world around you. And in these days of uncertainty, where there's not a lot of trust, at least where I live in the United States, and I know in many other countries as well, with many of our major institutions, such as our political, economic, healthcare, education, even our spiritual and religious institutions have disappointed us in many cases. Not to say that we have given up hope on everything necessarily, although there is that too, where there's definitely that going on today. Patanjali offers, with the Yoga Sutras, a way for you to feel unified within yourself, to feel connected. This is through living a life where you incorporate a lot of the principles of yoga and meditation, which he called the yamas. And we explored the first yama a few weeks ago of non-harm or loving kindness. And the second yama we explored in last week's series, and that had to do with non-lying or truthfulness. Well, this week you are exploring non-stealing. And this is in regard not only to taking away something from someone, stealing, but also greed and negative thoughts and actions, which take away from the quality of your life. So think about your emotions this week. You have had a challenge. Your challenge is to notice when your emotions are more in regard to your sympathetic nervous system, where you're feeling them spike, where you have this rush of anxiety, or your parasympathetic nervous system, where your emotions can become even too low, where you feel as though you just can't get out of bed or you see no hope. This is like a roller coaster you may feel that you are on these days, and that is normal when we rely on the world outside around us to make us feel secure. When you begin to, as Patanjali was suggesting, begin to develop these qualities within yourself that make you a better person, the world becomes a better place. And if enough of us do this, we create a new life. Let me share with you one of Patanjali's quotes. He says, "When you are inspired by some great purpose, some extraordinary project, all your thoughts break their bonds. Your mind transcends limitations. Your conscience expands in every direction, and you find yourself in a great, new, and wonderful world." So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, I invite you to focus on a chakra, your seventh chakra, which is at the crown of your head. This is your highest chakra. Chakras are considered to be energy within your body, where you harbor emotions and memories. The ancient yogis, such as Patanjali, believed that just as you have organs such as your heart and your lungs that help you physically, you also must have some kind of system within you that helps you process emotions. They don't just disappear. In fact, our emotions can impact how we feel physically. So as you begin to relax your mind and body, know, as always, the Sip and Om meditation app offers 30-minute guided meditations every day. You can try the app for 2 weeks free. You get a guide and a journal with each week's series. So after you do your mini meditation today, and you feel like you want a little more, that is an option for you. So when you begin to notice your mind and body relax, notice where you harbor tension within you and name the emotion you may be feeling. If you are feeling your emotions spike and escalated, you might experience feelings such as this: anxious, uncertain, tense, constricted, knotted. If you experience emotions that bring you down, you may feel heavy, hollow, empty, frozen, dark. So just get in touch with how you feel. And then consider times in your life when you felt connected with the world around you. Not only connected within, you felt as though you were sharing your gifts, your unique qualities with the world in only the way you can. Consider this. This is the quality of your seventh highest chakra. The color is a purple or a light soft pink color, right at the crown of your head, letting go of your ego and who you are and what you need and what you want, but what we all need, how you fit into the big reality of the world. Continue to focus on feeling more connected with the world around you. And as you do, at some point, let go of your thoughts and sit in stillness, not thinking of anything at all, simply being who you are. You are so worth slowing down for.